Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WIPR Senior News Analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Luke Broadwater, one of the Sun's City Hall reporters. Luke, what can you tell us about this $290 million that the presiding officers of the General Assembly want to send to Baltimore if the governor agrees? What's going on here? What are we going to do with this money?
Well, I analyzed these bills when they were first introduced back in December, when they were first proposed, I should say. It's really a wide plethora of legislation here. I mean, it's anything and everything under the sun. I mean, you've got increased money for demolition of vacant buildings. You've got extending the school day in poor Baltimore neighborhoods. You've got legislation that would make it easier for public universities to hire city residents. We're talking about state cash for construction projects like new roofs on community centers and turf fields and lights at Druid Hill and Herring Run Parks. We're talking about a state-backed recreation league. I mean, there's so much stuff here. There's even, I think one thing that stood out to a lot of people was a college scholarship program that would go to low-income students who sign up as eighth graders. And then there's extended hours for the libraries. I mean, there really is so much stuff in this package of bills.
As you say, it's a wide array of things they want to do. But, you know, I'm just wondering if you don't think it's sort of fine stitching, which is an odd term to use, but around the edges of such huge problems that we have in the city.
Yeah, I mean, the problems in Baltimore are generational. They have occurred and reoccurred over decades and decades, and frankly, money has not fixed them. So we have a $300 million here. This seems like it will definitely do some good. I mean, if you can impact the lives of eighth graders and make sure they get college scholarships, if you can extend recreation hours for kids and keep them in positive things instead of negative things, I mean, those are things one would think would certainly help with poverty and with crime among those individuals.
You know, Luke, I mean, surely I agree with you, and I think a lot of people will see it this way. But it is an immense problem. We're not talking about a renaissance here. Let me ask you this. What do you think the governor's going to do? I know you're not down there, but do you have any idea?
Yeah, so my colleague Aaron Cox has really been following this closely, and she says that, you know, Governor Hogan is opposing it. So he doesn't he's not for mandates that increase government spending and
that locks him into it, basically.
Right, exactly. That lock him into government spending. That's a better way to word it. And although he supports the city generally and has provided increased money for demolition, locking in a state government into more dedicated funding streams is not something that he's in favor of. So we could see a real fight brewing up between Mike Miller and Mike Bush, who are both backing these bills, and Governor Hogan.
Well, it certainly sounds like that. Well, Luke, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
For Luke Broadwater, I'm Fraser Smith. And you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WIPR, your NPR news station.